You're listening to the Golem Institute podcast series, The Rawi Gems, by Mufti Hussein Kamani. Golem is pleased to announce the Hadith Intensive, an immersive study into the science of Hadith and Sunnah. For more information, visit golem.org/hadith. And Jazakallah khair for listening.
خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد الحمد لله today as a closing taraweeh of our Ramadan wraps up we recited a very beautiful surah, Surah Alaq and Surah Alaq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he states اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. These verses are very, very powerful. And the uniqueness about these verses in particular is that these were the first verses to be revealed on the Prophet ﷺ. Where was the Prophet ﷺ at the age of 40? Sitting inside a cave. The Prophet ﷺ was an innocent man searching for the innocent truth. He desired to stay away from the filth of the community. And the Prophet ﷺ is sitting there contemplating, just reflecting. He had no idea what was going to happen to him that day. How his life was going to change and how he would turn from an ordinary person to the greatest of all prophets. The Prophet ﷺ from his birth was prepared for this day. And he went through different challenges and spiritually developed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the years passed by, as every day passed by, as every hour passed by, the Prophet ﷺ was being prepared. And today the Prophet ﷺ is sitting in the cave all alone. And all of a sudden, Jibreel alayhi salam appears before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says to him, Ya Muhammad iqra, O Muhammad read. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's shocked of the awe of Jibreel alayhi salam. He says, Ma ana biqari, I don't know how to read. And then he says, O Muhammad read. And each time he squeezes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he squeezes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so tight that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I felt that I was going to die at that moment. I felt like I was going to end, collapse, finish. But then he let the Prophet go and said, Iqra' read. And three times he repeats this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scholars they say, Jibreel alayhi salam was transferring the spiritual strength from his heart to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prepare the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the person who the Qur'an would be revealed on. Because Allah had offered the revelation of the Qur'an to the mountains before. Allah had offered the revelation of the Qur'an to the skies before. Inna 'aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawat wal-ardi wal-jibal. And when Allah offered this revelation to the skies, the earth and the mountains, what did they say? فَأَبَيْنَ أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا. They said, we can't take the weight of this Qur'an. This Qur'an is too great. So the Qur'an that couldn't be revealed on a mountain, on the sky or the earth, now the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes the place where that Qur'an is being revealed onto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is elevated, and he's elevated. And as you read the Qur'an, you know when you start the recitation of the Qur'an from Surah Fatiha, and you work your way to the end, it's a beautiful story. Sometimes the Qur'an is talking about how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was struggling with the Jews of his community. Then Allah then talks about how the Prophet sometimes was struggling with the munafiqeen, the hypocrites of his community. Then Allah brings a story to the earlier days, how the Prophet was struggling with the mushrikeen of his community. Then Allah tells us of the story of the migration and the tense situation that was. Then Allah talks about the battle of Badr, and then the battle of Uhud, and then the battle of Khandaq, and then the treaty of Hudaybiyah, and then the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. And as you read the Qur'an, you find these different stories, these unique things that are happening. Sometimes the Prophet is sad, Allah reveals revelation, let's make him happy now. Sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very happy to join the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals revelation. Then sometimes you're reading the Qur'an, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is facing Baytul Maqdis and he's reading, and he's not happy, there's something bothering him. So Allah says, oh Muhammad, you're not happy by facing Baytul Maqdis, let's change that for you as well. So as you're reading the Qur'an, you're reading this beautiful story of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes it makes you smile, because you see the love Allah had for the Prophet. And then sometimes this very same story makes you cry, because you think to yourself, look how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. But as you come near to the end of that story, and as the last surahs of the Qur'an will be read today, wallahi al-azim, every person will cry. And the reason for that is because it reminds us of how the life of the Prophet also came to an end one day. And how the companions really felt the departure of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the companions heard that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving them, when that moment came near, it was something that ripped their hearts apart. When I was young, I remember I participated in the Khatm al-Quran in my local masjid. And after the Khatm was open, over, everyone was, you know, sharing sweets, and they had some drinks and some halwa. And there was one brother sitting at the front. He was my relative, actually. And he was sitting at the front, and he was sitting there crying. So I went to him, and this is the first time as a child I had ever seen anyone cry, an adult. So I sat next to him. I said, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Young man, today we are finishing the recitation of the Qur'an. And I cry and beg Allah that, Ya Allah, don't let this be my separation from the Qur'an now. For the past 30 days I was connected to the Qur'an. Now that we're doing the khatam, I fear that I might just be really separated from the Qur'an." And many of us are victims of this, unfortunately. Where when the khatam is completed, tonight when the khatam is completed, unfortunately this will be our separation of the Qur'an. But we don't feel it at times, without realizing that when the Qur'an's revelation came to an end, the Sahaba in Medina Munawwara became very sad. The last verse that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْرَمُونَ. The last verse revealed to the Prophet. After that verse was revealed, the Sahaba, they say, Medina Munawwara became quiet. Everyone was sitting there quietly. They were worried, because they knew that now the revelation has stopped, the mission of the Prophet has come to an end. Which means now we have limited hours. And imagine you're sitting next to your father or your mother and they're dying. And you're just waiting for that moment to come. And for the Sahaba, literally their lives halted. And then all of a sudden the Prophet becomes sick. And when he became sick, their hearts began to even feel more pain, because they realized that that time was coming closer. And then when they're sitting around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in those final moments, each Sahabi was in tears, because he realized that now the life of the Prophet has come to an end. And try to feel the emotions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu are sharing at their last meeting. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling Mu'adh, "Mu'adh, next time you come back from Yemen, I won't be here, my grave will be here." And that's what the finishing of the recitation of the Quran reminds us of. The end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And within these very same, in the last part of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first reads to us Iqra, the first revelation. How beautiful. What a joyful moment. What a great moment that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given prophethood. And then at the end, one of the last revelations is also in the last ten surahs of the Quran. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu one day asked the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Abbas, that what do you make of this surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ? What do you understand from it? He said, Umar, this surah tells us that the Prophet is going to pass away, because the mission in his life had come to an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the help of Allah will come, and you will have victory, meaning you will conquer Makkah Mukarramah. One of the missions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to purify the Kaaba of shirk. And now the Prophet had conquered Makkah Mukarramah, the Kaaba was purified of shirk. Then Allah says, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Once you achieve this hallmark, everyone will accept Islam. Because the hearts of the world are attached to the Kaaba. And as long as there's shirk happening there, they don't have that connection. They don't understand what that connection is actually about. They feel that connection is with the idols. But when you remove the idols from the picture, and only Allah remains in the Kaaba, then they will realize that our connection is not with anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fulfilled your purpose now. So that Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now spend the last days of your life, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, glorifying your Lord with His praise, and repent to Allah. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who accepts repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the tawwab. What we learn from this is that how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the revelation of the Qur'an was a part of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Qur'anic verses are a part of the journey of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the revelation of the Qur'an is a witness to how much Allah loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I tell you this and I don't exaggerate. Every prophet that was given a book before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was invited to a particular location, and they were given the book at one time. You guys understand that? Musa alayhi salam was invited to the Mount Tur, right? Each prophet was invited to a particular location, they were given the revelation. But when it comes to our Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tells Jibreel, we won't disrespect him and call him to any place, you will follow him wherever he goes. If he's in Hira, revelation will go there. If he's in Badr, revelation will go there. If he's in Uhud, revelation will go there. If he's in Hijrah, revelation will go there. If he's in Medina, revelation will go there. If he's lying next to Aisha, revelation will also go there. The revelation will follow him. And it's interesting, because now there are just a few days left before the Prophet passes away. And we've all heard of this narration, very beautiful narration. that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in a gathering, and all the Sahaba were sitting there silently, and an anonymous person came to the Prophet's gathering, and he asked the Prophet four questions. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what is Iman? What is Islam? What is Ihsan? And when will the final hour be? You guys know the famous narration, right? What is this narration called? Hadith Jibreel. An anonymous person comes and asks these four questions. The Prophet answers all four, and that man leaves. The Prophet then told Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, do you know who that guy was? He said, O Messenger of Allah, he was anonymous. No one knows who he was. So then the Prophet says, that was Jibreel. And our teacher used to say that that hadith took place right before the Prophet passed away, just a few days before. And it's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made a very clear point to everyone that will follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his rank increased so much through revelation. Every day that went by in the Prophet's life, his rank increased, and it increased, and it increased, until such a point that the days before the Prophet passes away, now even his teacher has come to him as a student. You guys understand that? Jibreel was the
teacher.
All his life he was a teacher. But now when the Prophet is passing away, Allah is making a point that today even Muhammad has surpassed his teacher, Jibreel alayhi salam. And even he will come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a student and sit in front of the Prophet with respect and learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is what revelation does to you, my friends. You know, you attach yourself with the Quran, you become a lofty person, you become a great person. How long will you and I continue to live our lives without being attached to the Quran? How many times during Ramadan do we become emotional because we enjoy the recitation of the Quran so much? Our hearts long for the recitation of the Quran. When we're reading the verses of the Quran, sometimes we're sitting there and we're shocked because we feel the Quran is speaking directly to us. It is speaking directly to us. The Quran is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other way that you can communicate with Allah other than the Quran. Right? Even in salah, the Quran is there. When you want to speak to your Lord, you open the Quran. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I cannot see Allah with our eyes in the world. لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ, because no eye can see Allah. But if you want to communicate with Allah, then read the Quran. If you want to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read the Quran. We can't continue to live these lives that we have. You know, our teacher used to share this story with us, that there was this young kid. He used to go to madrasa, you know, the local Islamic school. And on the way there every day, there would be this lady who would stand by her door, and she would wait for him to pass by. And when he would pass by, she would smile at him and wave at him. So he saw her one day, next day he saw her again, third day he saw her again, and he got a little freaked out because this lady was stalking him, right? Every time he walks past, she smiles at him, waves at him. So one day, that lady called him over. She said, young man, come here. He went to her, she said to him, I would like to invite you for lunch one day. Now he was already freaked out. Now how do you think he feels? Like really scared, right? But at the end of the day, anyone who goes to college right now knows that food trumps fear any day. Is that right or wrong? Right, Mama? Food trumps fear any day. So if you're hungry, even if you're scared, you're still going to go for the
food.
Young man said, you know what? Free food, I'll be there, inshallah. Right? Now, she set up this beautiful dastakhan tablecloth. He came to her house. She put all the food you can think of. You know, our iftar, imagine that kind of food. You know, samosa and fruit chaat and this and that. And everything's on the dastakhan. All the food's there. So when he sat down, he didn't ask any questions. He just started eating. He ate and ate and ate. After he was done eating, he said to the lady, look lady, I just want you to know you're a good cook, I love all the food, but I just want to ask you, why are you feeding me and why do you stalk me every day? This is a little scary, by the way. So then she says to him, look young man, I actually don't even know you. And the reality is, I don't even care for you. But the only thing is that I had a son who passed away and you look like him. And I always wanted to have one more meal with my son and I wanted to feed him everything that he liked. And I didn't have that chance because he died. So when I saw you, I remembered my son, and I thought that if I couldn't feed my real son, then at least I could feed the person who looks like my son. And she said, you see all this food right here? These were all the foods that he used to like. When you listen to the story, it really shocks you, because if you can't interact with the one who you love directly, then the next in cause will do. You guys understand? We can't speak to Allah. We're not the prophets. We can't tell Allah, oh Allah, I'm having tough problems in my life. Everyone's struggling here. Everyone wants to pour their heart out. That's why we're here tonight, because everyone wants to pour their heart out in the dua. They want to communicate with Allah. They want Allah to listen to them. But the way to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't abandon the Quran. Be connected to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the prophet will complain to Allah on the day of judgment. Ya qawmi, wa qala rasooli ya rabbi, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'ana. Mahjura. The messenger will say, "Oh my Lord," on the Day of Judgment. He will say, "Oh my Lord, my nation, they abandoned the Qur'an." We do not want to be one of those people. Inshallah, everyone.
Inshallah.
Let us be connected to the Qur'an. Let us be the people of the Qur'an. Let us be the people who read the Qur'an and enjoy every ayah of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to start the recitation of the Qur'an and never end it. That's why one thing you'll note. Today when the Hafizah finishes off the remaining surahs, and when he finishes Min al-Jinnati wa al-Nas, will he stop there?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
No. And the next rakat, what is he going to do?
Alif
Lam Mim Dhalika al-Kitab wa Dhalika. He's going to start again. Because we never end the recitation of the Qur'an. As soon as we end it, what do? We start again. Kind of like a kid who goes to a theme park. When he gets off the ride, what does he do? Runs back in line again. As soon as he gets off the ride, runs back in line again. And that's our connection with the Qur'an. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum.